Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap of the key events shaping the industry in Australia. This week in news, a landmark Australian court ruling challenged the status quo on insurance exclusion clauses. Mr. R, a total and permanent disability claimant, whose claim initially faced rejection due to a contested exclusion clause, successfully challenged the insurance company. The court found that insurers' reliance on Mr. R's pre-existing neck condition as the grounding for the claim denial couldn't undeniably be linked to his disability. This ruling shines a spotlight on the interpretation of exclusion clauses, underscoring the vital need for insurance policies to be clearer and more comprehensive to prevent lengthy and costly disputes. In another significant news, a rising crisis shadows the Australian households. Home insurance premiums are soaring, impacting about 1.6 million households. That's an alarming rise of 360,000 from last year. The Actuaries Institute's report indicates a 9% hike in the premiums. With climate change, escalating natural disasters, and consequently claims, it has become a complex challenge to address. From personal stories, such as a Queensland family seeing a higher insurance bill due to flooding, to opposition leader Peter Dutton's call for a strategic action plan, the escalating premiums signal the need for a united effort to mitigate the climate impact on insurance affordability. Meanwhile, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed a motor insurance policyholder in a car theft dispute with IAG, suspecting fraud due to the policyholder's financial situation and inconsistencies in her account. IAG refused to honor the claim. However, the authority deemed these discrepancies minor and lacking solid evidence, granting the policyholder a settlement of $30,800. This case serves as a reminder of the need for robust evidence in making fraud accusations and the importance of equitable claims processing. Finally, the debate over risk commission caps in the insurance sector is heating up. Figures from the Coalition and Labour call for loosening of risk insurance commission caps, with Nathan Rees of MetLife Australia and Coalition member Bert Van Manen pushing for a more flexible alternative to the current life insurance framework. Unsure of their stance? Let's look at the numbers. A recent poll shows 53% supporting an 80-20 model or upholding the existing cap. That wraps up the week's happenings in the insurance sector in Australia. As new legislation continues to shape the industry and technological advancements streamline procedures, stay informed. Check out more fresh insights on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, hoping you have a great week ahead.